Poaching game from Sherwood Forest, it's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The Medicare podcast that fights against one world government. He wonders how the freight train engineer tells all the other locomotives what to do. It's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Medicare for the Lazy Man. Drew McMillan, my Canadian nephew, didn't tell you this, but it is Christmas time. Randy and I are recording this on Christmas Eve. God knows when you're actually going to be able to listen to it. It'll probably be 2021 by the time we get it up onto the interwebs. But Merry Christmas anyway. We are happy to have you here with us. And like I say, on Christmas Eve, kind of a special day. So I thought we would do a special show. And then I thought, well, let's see, we're talking about Medicare. How is that going to happen? What can we do seasonal to celebrate the season of Christmas in a Medicare highlighted way? And I just realized there's nothing we can do. And besides, since it's going to be next year by the time you hear this, and you will have been worn out from your preparations and your celebrations, we're just going to make this a regular episode. And to help me do that is my friend and broadcast engineer, Randy Carson. Hello, Randy.
Good morning, Doug. Just I would point out to you, you may hear all the little reindeer in the back of my office here.
I can hear them right now. They're hyperventilating.
Yeah, because they want to get going. It's Christmas Eve, and we have Tiamo, Bella, and Flynn. And Rudolph, he is out polishing his nose as we speak.
Well, I hope everybody's all ready to celebrate. I understand that Margaret is in not urgent care, but she's in an ER this morning.
She is. She woke up and felt like she'd been hit by a semi. I don't know how else she would describe it. But yeah, she's not feeling well at all. She's down. Getting checked out. I don't think it's anything serious, but better to get it checked out than ignore it this time of the year because she's got asthma and doesn't breathe all that well anyway.
Well, darn it. Our best goes out to her. Our best Christmas greetings and wishes for a speedy recovery, of course. On the other hand, she'll hear this about the same time as everybody else. So happy 2021, Margaret. I'm glad you recovered from whatever you had.
Yes, I'll let her know. Thanks. I'll point out that she needs to watch this particular episode.
Yeah, or get a time machine or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we could do that. We could do that.
So anyway, so you're babysitting the three little reindeer.
Reindeer. Okay. Reindeer. The three little reindeer, and they're very quiet. But when Margaret's not here, that's not the case because every little noise, every little creak. Every little burst of wind, they think mom's home, so then they pop up.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll tell you something. What you ought to do is get that elevator installed that you've been talking about, and then let the dogs put a button down on the floor and let the dogs just play on the elevator all day long, like I did when I was...
We could do that.
Yeah, I was 10 years old. We would go visit my godfather in Oklahoma City who had a three-story house with an elevator, and basically I just... rode up and down the elevator all day while the adults were getting sloshed. And so on.
Do you remember? Well, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just finishing up that thought. You go ahead.
Do you ever remember as a child, like, for example, we had a once a year trip that we would go down to Omaha from, you know, the ranch and to do Christmas shopping. Well, one of the stores in downtown Omaha was called Brandeis. And it was about a 12 or 13 story building. And it was just that was the Brandeis department store. And for some strange reason, I don't know whether elevators went more rapidly then or whether I was just more sensitive to it. But I can remember getting on that elevator at Brandeis, like on the eighth floor where the where Santa Claus was and you could go visit Santa. Yep. And when that thing took off downhill, I felt like my stomach was sitting on top of my head.
Well, I understand that. Now, I got to tell you that in downtown Chicago, The John Hancock Building was 98 stories tall. It was built in the late 1960s, probably finished around 1969 or 70. And when you went to visit the Hancock Building, you could go to the restaurant and the bar up on top or to the observatory. But in any event, when you got in the elevator, it was about a minute long ride, and they would tell you that the elevator was the fastest elevator in the world, both going up and going down. I don't know how long they held that record, but they were remarkably smooth, and you never, when you were going down, you never had that roller coaster feeling like you just described. They figured out how to start them gradually enough that when they got them up to speed, it wasn't a shock to your system. So I don't know. Randy's just picked up one of the reindeer off the floor. Turns out it's not a reindeer at all. What was I thinking?
No, it's a small reindeer.
Ball of fur.
No, I don't know. I think you're absolutely right, though, because over the course of time, that elevator system that you're talking about in the Hancock Building was probably a modern elevator system, and it gradually sped up.
Yeah.
Whereas the elevators in the Brandeis Building dropped like a stone.
Probably designed by roller coaster engineers, the same people that designed.
I wasn't so much worried about the drop as I was the stop at the bottom.
Yeah, that's the part that's going to hurt.
That's kind of like parachuting. It's not the fall that kills you; it's the abrupt stop at the bottom.
Yep, exactly right. And you would know that because you used to parachute like I did, and like Margaret.
I did. That's where Margaret and I met.
Yeah, what a romantic story. Now she's in the hospital and you're having fun podcasting. Well, I don't know. I assume she's going to be fine and she's going to be back very soon. All right.
So, well, I will certainly pass that on to her, and thank you for the great thoughts, Doug.
Well, we're always looking out for each other here at Medicare for the Lazy Man. We can't just spend all our time being lazy. Okay, so I had a special little subject to address today, and we told ourselves at the beginning of the fall that we were going to get after it sooner rather than later and stop goofing around so much, at least at the beginning of the episodes. So you may recall way, way, way back, I discussed in one episode a woman who has a website. This woman is from Wisconsin, and her name is Diane Omdahl, O-M-D-A-H-L. So if you were to Google Diane Omdahl, you would come up with her website, which I think is like i65.com or something like that. She purports to be a Medicare expert, and she purports to share her expertise for a fee in most cases, but she doesn't sell anything. So theoretically, she is an unbiased observer of the Medicare scene, observer and commentator. And I guess she writes blogs or articles for other publications. And so I discovered an article that she wrote for a publication. Don't know what that publication is, but basically it's an article about a new thing that it crossed my radar screen just this year. And it's another marketing tool used by Medicare disadvantage plans, as Randy calls them, called the Medicare Part B Premium Give Back. Now, when you buy a Medicare Advantage plan, what you're doing is you're buying an insurance company plan that replaces Medicare Part A and Part B. As long as you have that Medicare Advantage plan, you can throw your Medicare ID card into your little used toolbox or whatever, because you're not going to need it. You're only going to need the insurance company ID card they give you. They take away Medicare Part A and they take away Medicare Part B from you. And they substitute what used to be called Medicare Part C, or in the early days, it was Medicare Choice. Now, what they do, though, is they say, in spite of the fact they've taken away your Medicare Part B, you still have to pay that basic Medicare Part B premium, which in 2020 was $144 and change. And in 2021, it's $148 and change. So always Medicare Advantage plan participants have had to pay their Part B premium, no matter what that is for a given year. And going forward, that's going to be true for most Medicare Advantage plan premiums. However, in some places, like in Florida and some big cities, the competitive atmosphere between Medicare Advantage plans has gotten to be so intense that some, sharp, pointy-eyed or pointy-headed accountants have come up with a new marketing strategy, which is instead of having to pay that Medicare Part B premium every month, they will give back some or all of it. So this was kind of a new twist in the Medicare Advantage marketing scheme. It's not that you don't have to pay it, because it'll be deducted from your Medicare or your Social Security check or whatever, but you will get it back in part or in whole. So they call that a Medicare give back. And this article by Diane Omdahl asks, can you really get a Medicare give back from a Medicare Advantage plan? And she says, a friend forwarded me an ad he saw online. The headline read, seniors, I hate that term, over 65 are getting huge benefits this year. See if you qualify for $144 a month. And that was in 2020. How can I get this? He wondered. Another friend asked whether I saw the commercials for the Medicare give back benefit of up to $144. How could I miss them? I replied. Let's tackle some questions about the Medicare give back benefit. What is the give back benefit? She asks. The give back benefit is officially the Part B premium reduction. The benefit is making a big splash this year, but it first appeared in 2003. A federal regulation allowed Medicare Plus Choice plans, which was Medicare Advantage's predecessor, those plans were able to receive a reduction in payments, which in turn helps to fund the give back. The next question that she has to answer is, how do I qualify for the give back? Well, the first time Diane Omdahl heard about this offer, she wondered whether there might be income-related criteria. In other words, did the person's income have to be below a certain level? That is not the case. To qualify for a premium reduction, you must be a Medicare beneficiary, which sounds like a welfare recipient. I just say a Medicare participant. You have to be enrolled in Part A and Part B. You have to be responsible for paying the Part B premium, meaning not on welfare. And you have to live in the service area of the plan that has chosen to participate in the program. Then the next question, how many plans provide this benefit? That's a good question, Diane Omdahl says. You qualify once you enroll in a plan, but there are not that many plans participating. So there's a lot of talk about it, but no action, or very little action, apparently. Diane says, I checked Advantage plans in one zip code in each of three cities, Fort Lauderdale, Chicago, and Los Angeles. Of the 146 plans in those three zip codes, there are 23 HMO plans, two PPO plans. Now, if for those who don't know the difference, HMO plans force you to use their doctors. Otherwise, if you go to a doctor that's not in the network of that plan, you don't get reimbursed. They won't even think about covering that for you. A PPO allows you a little more freedom. You can go to doctors outside of the list that your plan gives you, but you're going to pay through the nose for it. So they really try to discourage you from going to a doctor outside the network. So let's see. There were 23 HMOs out of these 146 plans, two PPOs. Those are the plans that offered the reduction out of the 146. That's 25 plans out of 146 randomly tested in big cities. So that's like one out of six offer the premium give back. A few of those plans do not include prescription drug coverage. So yeah, they wouldn't be your ideal Medicare Advantage plans anyway, unless you had VA prescription drug coverage. So then she says some special needs plans also offer this benefit, but in those cases, the beneficiary may not qualify. For example, there is an SNP, a special needs plan, for those residing in nursing homes. It's possible that those who choose this plan may be getting assistance with premiums from the Medicaid program, in which case they would not qualify for the premium give back. Next question. Can I get the premium reduction with other benefits? In one commercial, a woman proclaims, I called the insurance company that had an ad to get dental, transportation, meals, and the give back benefit. I bet she called Joe Namath.
Did she call Joe directly?
She doesn't say it, but I think it sounds like she called
Holy criminy, he's on a switchboard now?
Apparently that's what he does in his spare time.
God. This is just getting better and better all the time. He might even be the one driving the bus.
I'm sure that he's lining up people. He probably wears a little bus driver's hat and toots the horn and picks people up at their houses to take them to wonderful lunchtime fun places and then amusement parks where old people can goof around all day long, because that's what he promises in his ads.
Yes, yes. Well, when you get done with this, I just want to make sure that you give me a couple minutes to put some additional thoughts on the record here about this process.
Get those thoughts organized, because we're more than halfway through this article. Alrighty, so the woman proclaims, I saw the insurance company offer, she called them up to get what they offered her on the ad, which was dental, transportation, meals. They were going to feed her 3 meals a day, maybe, I don't know, and the give back benefit. They were very helpful. Note that she didn't say she got all 4 benefits, because that could be difficult. Of the 25 plans with a premium reduction, only 3 offered dental with some transportation and meals. 11 offered dental but no transportation or meals. 8 had dental and some transportation or meals, and 2 offered only the give back with none of the other stuff she wanted. And remember, additional benefits the plan chooses to provide can come with limits, such as up to 12 meals per discharge from the hospital for 3 qualified hospital stays a year. So I don't think they're going to feed you all year long for free. Does the plan send me a check? No. There are no direct payments to beneficiaries. The beneficiary is you if you're on one of these plans. This is a reduction in the Part B premium you must pay. For example, if a beneficiary is on Social Security and the Part B premium comes out of their monthly benefit before it hits the individual's bank account, the reduction in the plan's payment reduces that premium, which means more money goes into the individual's bank account. Can I really get $144 back? Well, that was last year. $148 is coming here. The plan determines the amount. In the 25 plans I checked, the givebacks ranged from $25 a month to $144. So when they say Medicare giveback, they're not talking always about the entire Part B premium. They could be talking just about part of that Part B premium. Specifically, 6 plans offered between $25 and $50. 15 plans offered between $51 and $100. And 4 gave back over $100, with only 2 plans, both of which were in Florida, offering the full $144. So when these plans are advertising Medicare giveback, and your visions of $148 a month are dancing in your head, you might as well just hang it up on that one right then, because out of all of these 25 plans, only 2 offered the full $144. Both of those were in the very highly competitive Florida market. Next question, how do I find plans that offer this benefit? Well, her answer is the football player. I wonder who that was. The football player and other narrators in commercials say you should call the number on the screen to see whether you qualify. If you meet the criteria noted above, you qualify. You don't need to make that call. However, if you call as noted in the commercial small print, your call will be transferred to a licensed insurance agent who may or may not sell plans in your area. And if there is no plan in your area, you may hear about other plans that are available to you. In other words, it's a bait and switch in some cases. Not all cases, but some cases. The best place to start is the Medicare Plan Finder. And that's where Randy and I send you also. I've only got a link here, but if you, my recollection is medicare.gov/plan-select or something like that. But go to medicare.gov and poke around, and you'll find the Medicare Plan Finder. And that's where we suggest that people can get their prescription drug plans. They can find the cheapest available to them without using any dopey insurance agent like me. So if a plan offers the Part B premium reduction or give back, you'll see that noted on the details page. Finding the exact amount of the reduction will likely require digging into plan documents or calling the plan. Sounds like a fun way to spend the day. Any words of wisdom? She is asked. The answer is, do not let premium reduction be the driving force in your decision. There are many important factors to consider when choosing a Medicare Advantage plan. And here are the things that make Medicare Advantage plans so complex and so prone to disappointment. Does the plan cover your medications? Are your pharmacies and physicians in the plan's network? Does the plan have acceptable star ratings? Will the plan be cost effective? What other benefits does the plan provide that are important to you, such as prescription drug coverage, dental, and vision? Once you've found a plan that meets your important criteria and it also offers a reduction in the Part B premium, that's great. However, saving $25 or $100 a month when you have to change doctors or pay more for something else is probably not worth it. So that's Diane Omdahl's take on it. Frankly, those last items of a potential problem are changeable. The insurance company can change any of those things. You can start the year and then you're stuck in that plan all year long. But in the middle of the year, they might change their drug formulary and your prescriptions all of a sudden cost you a ton more money. You can't change. You cannot escape it. You have to live with it, whatever they decide to feed you until the end of the year when you have the opportunity to go into another plan. Maybe a different one with more happiness as a result. So that's the whole thing about Medicare and disadvantaged plans. The give back is touted, but it's not always available. So how is that? Did I leave you enough time to share your thoughts?
Yes. Yes, you did. I just had, I'm from Nebraska and I see things in a very simple, straightforward way. And bless Diane. You know, I think she's pointing out some great information here, but I would describe it a little bit differently. If you go to a car dealer and he says, I will pay you to take this car off my lot, What is the initial thought that is going to go through
your head? Sign me up for some of that.
Oh, my God. Yes, I want four of those. And can Joe drive it home for me? Okay, so let's compare that to Medicare disadvantage now. It was always a bad idea. Now it's even a worse idea because they're still trying to pull the wool over your eyes. Not only is it a premium-free product, it is now we're going to pay you to take this crap off our hands.
Yeah, that's pretty scary, isn't it? That they can bait and switch you, and the government just smilingly lets them go ahead and do it. And frankly, according to Diane Omdahl's research, there are very few plans that actually give back your full $148. Almost none.
Yeah, they don't say how much. It's just like, just like the dinners or the lunches or the meals or whatever you were talking about. They're going to give you 12. Okay, yeah. What's that? One a month? Or, you know, how's that work out?
Well, it's 12 meals maximum, and that's assuming you're hungry enough to eat 12 meals of the slop they're going to bring to you. But every time they turn you loose from the hospital, they're going to give you a certain number of meals if you buy a plan that has that benefit. Now, let's say that you really want dental plus meals because you go to the hospital a lot and you want to come back home and have somebody bring in you 12 meals every time you get bounced out of the hospital. Well, if you want dental plus that, are you snoring?
That's one of my little reindeer is snoring.
Okay. Well, you, as Diane pointed out, you don't necessarily get all of those benefits with any particular plan. You might have a plan that gives you the meals but won't give you anything else. Or you might have a plan that gives you the meals and some limited dental but doesn't offer some of the other stuff that you want, like a premium prescription drug coverage. So
the last time I checked what the dental plans were on, you know, most Medicare disadvantage plans, what it was is they agreed to send you a logo-stamped toothbrush. That's it.
Okay. Well, there you go. Other times, you get to practice your conversational, Farsi or whatever. Because the dentists in their little dental network are going to be those who have most recently arrived in the country.
How many dentists do you have in your network? One. How big is your network? Oh, it covers the whole state of Nebraska. Where does he live? He travels the state. It's like they used to be in the olden days. You know, he comes in on an airplane and he's also delivering the mail.
Yeah, or like Abraham Lincoln, he rides on a donkey, from town to town. Well, open wide.
Yeah, I cannot believe, Doug, that people still fall for this stuff.
Well, they're constantly thrown new curveballs. So until they know what the rules are and what the actual realities are, people are going to hear something really inviting and say, oh, boy, that's for me. And then they're going to wind up being very disappointed. This is why I don't recommend or sell Medicare Advantage plans, because my phone would be ringing off the wall right now. My wall phone would be ringing off the wall.
Yeah. Is that the one with the 6-volt battery in it?
Yeah. And you turn the crank on the side of it and everything.
Yeah, you're so far out in the country, you can't even get real phone service, can you?
Well, when I pick up the receiver and I wind up talking to Sarah, she'll connect me to the world if I ask her to.
That's like back in the day they used to call it telephone central, you know, the operator was central. Yep. They called her central. I don't know why she was called central as opposed to Sarah, but I would just pick up the phone, turn the crank and say, I want to talk to grandma.
When we picked up our phone, because there was no dial on the actual machine and we didn't really have cranks. We were out in farm country. We were in the suburbs, but we'd pick up the phone and wait for an operator to answer. And I knew where that operator was. She was in a building in Geneva, Illinois. But I would just say the number, which would be like if I wanted to call my friend next door, I would call St. Charles 3953. And she'd say, and one moment, please. And all of a sudden, bang, the phone's ringing. And there was my friend. He was waiting for me to call.
I still remember my phone number when I was a kid.
Oh, me too.
Mine was 40F161.
Well, that's longer than mine. Mine was St. Charles 3991, or basically just 3991. We got that number in 1952, and we didn't get rid of it until 2011. So that was a fairly lengthy period. During that time, I went from a handsome looking young boy to the horrible mess you see before you today.
Anyway. I don't agree with that at all. You look like a nice collegiate man.
Well, thank you so much. Well, anyway, our best wishes to Margaret and Merry Christmas to both of you and all of your little rugrats, both inside your office and down the road.
Yes, and, absolutely.
Merry Christmas. And I think that's all the content I had available for today.
Well, we need to sign off because we have overextended our stay on the old time clock here. I cut it off right before the crickets chirp. So we need to thank everybody for joining us. And again, personally, from Doug and I, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, or whatever
Kwanzaa. Let's not forget Kwanzaa.
Let's do Kwanzaa, or whatever you happen to celebrate. I hope you have a great year coming up. Better than the one we had in some cases. But thank you for joining us. And we have just spent.
You still got time to go out and buy the 2021 book.
You do.
For next Christmas or maybe birthdays that are coming up.
Well, you can actually get the 2021 book now and you can probably get it in your little hands sometime between now and New Year's. And you can go back and hand it to your nieces and nephews and go, look what I just got you.
That's right. And you can blame it on Amazon. They just weren't Johnny on the spot this year. Sorry it was late, but happy Medicare reading.
Yes, absolutely. I can see Christmas in a whole new light now with Medicare books under the tree.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, you know why? Because our super fan, Dominic Regina, sent us a photograph of his Christmas tree.
I know. Isn't that cool?
With the model railroad and the Medicare for the Lazy Man 2021. Now, I'm pretty sure our other super fan, Steve, would have sent the same sort of picture, but he just got his books late last night. He ordered from Amazon, and they sent him like it's on hold. We'll get there as soon as we can kind of notification. And he just I found this morning a note from him that he just got his book. So probably no picture from Steve, but maybe next year.
They sounds like they're just flying off the shelves. They just can't keep up with the printing.
Well, there are other things going on at Amazon that caused me to think they're not exactly they're not running like a well-oiled machine. One of those things was I told them to put the look inside feature. So when somebody goes to look at the book, they can read the first few pages. And that look inside feature has not appeared. I got an email from Amazon saying that it's disabled for all new authors, all new books for the time being. Like it's busted.
Yeah, that's the technical term for it no worky.
Yeah. So I don't know what else is going on over there, but somebody ought to smack that computer upside of its head and get it fixed.
Well, we need to sign her off. Merry Christmas to you and Mary Doug.
Same to you and Margaret.
Yep, I will bring the plane in now because we are running on fumes. And thanks, everybody, for joining us all year. We've actually been at it a whole complete year, right?
Ooh, real close. Our first recording session was January 2nd last year.
Oh, well, we're close enough. We're going to call that a year.
Yeah, close enough for me. So, year number two coming up.
Here we come. Well, everybody have a great holiday, and we'll catch you next time. But in the meantime, you have just spent 32 and a half minutes listening to Doug Jones from Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Kid, and the sole proprietor for MedicareForTheLazyMan.com.
Bye-bye.